approaching Shabbos HaGadol, Chag HaPesach, HaBalein HaLetoivo. It's a time that we are reliving what we went through, the Shibud of Mitzrayim, and afterwards the Geula from Mitzrayim. Leila Seidem Yitzhashem, the mitzvah is a person should feel as if he left Mitzrayim. In that vein, we should also try to think, what will the Zechuyas of Klal Yisrael to leave Mitzrayim and to have the same Zechuyas, so that we should be zeichet to mamash go through the process of being in a position to be taken out of it. Our goal is our Mitzrayim that we're in right now. So there's a question that is asked. It says that the Klal Yisrael that was went out of Mitzrayim were on a low spiritual level. They worshipped the Zohar in the 49 gates of Tumah. And even so, they had a merit to go out of Mitzrayim. We see on the other hand, there were Jews that did not merit to go out of Mitzrayim. They didn't make it to a Makas Choshech. So what was the difference? If they were all not tzaddikim, why was this one having the schuz? Why did this one have the schuz to go out of Mitzrayim that winter? So I heard from the Mashgiach of Gedali Eisenman, the Chutzal of Rav, he said like this. A person that heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu going out, and he had that level of bitochen, I'm going with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he went out. The ones that said to themselves, it's too risky, I'm staying here, they stayed behind. They didn't make it out. That was the only source of person needed. To say, I am going with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm taking all the risks because they trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we think about our day and age. That's exactly what we need to do now. So all kind of things going on in the world. There's wars, economic havoc, diseases, all kind of things going on. Tremendous amount of uncertainty. In the Goyish world, everybody's suffering from uncertainty. By us, we have certainty. And that's what we have to do. Do now. We have to know Hashem set up this whole situation. It's not about this president, and about this king, and about this head of state, and about this terrorist group. Nothing to do with that. They're all pawns in the game of Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's showing us there's no human being that can save us. There's nobody we can trust for our benefit. Only our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that was what we had to go through when we went out of Mitzrayim, to recognize it's true, the Egyptians are very powerful. We don't have to take interest in that. We have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Hashem says, come with me, we go with him. Hashcheinu, like we're going to say in Shir HaShirim, next Shabbos, Achrecha Narutza, we'll run after you, Kodesh Baruch Hu, because we know that's the place we should be. So that's something we should think about now. Go with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, go with his values, and have peace of mind. You don't have to be concerned about all the headlines that pop up every day, or 10 times a day, but with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you want practical, Eitzel, you have two Gemaras. One Gemara says, if you want to be saved from the pains, birth pangs of Mashiach, be Isaac of the Torah, and Gemilas Chassad. You have another Gemara that says, the person who eats 3 sudas on Shabbos, he's saved from the birth pangs of Gehenna. If you think about it, there are 3 things that are the values that Hashem created the world for. Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chassad. If you want to show Hashem now, I'm with you Hashem, it's not just talking, it's acting, it's a mind train. I'm living by those values. Torah, Avodah Gemilas Chassad. So that's what Chazal is saying. If you want to get past the pains of becoming a Mashiach, all you do is stand with Hashem. How do you do it? Torah, Gemilas Chassad, that's one Gemara. And Avodah is represented by the 3rd Sudan Shabbos. Why? A Shabbos is the epitome of Avodah Hashem. Why? Avodah Hashem means I recognize I'm just serving Hashem. He's the boss. He's running everything. I'm just serving him. I'm not an independent operator. And if I realize that that's my greatness, that's my Shabbos, then I'll enjoy Shabbos. I'm going to get extra suvit to be misameach, full of simcha, that I am that chosen nation that can be Eved Hashem, Chivit Hashem. So in Leila, if we have the 3rd suvit in Shabbos, we are mashlim, the 3 things. We're machazik our Torah in Gemilas Chassad, and through Shabbos, we're machazik our positioning ourselves as Oyvei Hashem. And we're happy with it. And we have to be happy with all 3 of them. That's why the 3rd suvit. Maybe that's part of the Hashgacha that this year Hashem set up. That's going to be very complicated to keep the 3rd Sudah of the Shabbos. And everyone's going out of the way to do all kind of Yidurim and Chumras to fit an extra Sudah. By doing so, we're showing Hashem, I'm an Eved Hashem. I love your Torah. I want to emulate your Gemilas Chassad, and I want to be an Eved Hashem. And if we do that, we're saying, Hashem, I'm with you. If you are Kadosh Baruch Hu, then that will take us to the final Gula without pain, with peace of mind. Shehovah, Ben Heder, Ben Meir. Thank you.